Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and you guessed it, today, Thursday, April 27th.
Guessed.
You guessed it. How did I know?
Because they go in order.
Yeah, right? How are you doing this morning, Tori?
I'm doing well, and you?
Good, good. We're going to be talking about dating in midlife, which is me.
Midlife.
In 50, people in their 50s and so forth. So we're going to talk to an expert on dating. We're going to find out some facts about it. Sounds very interesting.
Apparently, any tips you can get, I think, are good.
Yeah. You know, they're saying apparently 45% of the adult population are either widows, divorced, or never been married.
Yeah, I mean, I was just thinking...
That's half of the people.
Yeah, and I was thinking divorce rise. I mean, everyone's single, I would think. Everyone's
right.
Getting divorced.
Right.
It's funny because, they said, I was reading up a little bit, it's the fastest growing singles population.
Really?
So you'd think there would be more apps or dating advice aimed at that level,
We'll ask her.
Well, yeah. Maybe she's the pioneer.
Exactly. But who wants to be dating?
Also, don't say midlife. I don't know. That sounds so sad, doesn't it? Midlife? That doesn't sound sexy.
Well, that's what they're saying. Look,
midlife.
SML, single in midlife.
That's what it is?
Yeah.
What FML is, fuck my life. I think that's too similar. SML. I think it should be like... roaring 50s. That doesn't sound good, but something better.
Right. Well, you're trying to make
it feel
good.
I'm going to come up with one,
But the point is, you can't feel good about your age. You reach the 50s, you know, no matter what you say.
Yeah, you can.
But
I really
we'll see.
Don't.
Yeah, she's probably got some secrets for us.
Yeah.
You're right, though.
I mean, some tips.
You know, some people are okay. I mean, you know,
I think I'll be okay.
I'm learning to be okay.
I think you are. Yeah. Because I think you realize that, like, a lot of people don't get to live
to that age.
That's a really good way of looking at it.
Right?
It makes us feel up.
Yeah, right? I've lasted this long, hey.
Yeah,
you know?
Some people don't get that, so
right.
You're lucky.
And you do have the experience and wisdom. I do have to.
Yeah, you're like a wizard sage.
You try to make less mistakes, although you still make mistakes, but... But you try to help the young people,
yeah,
and they don't listen.
But that's what every person says when they get older. The younger generation isn't listening.
Right.
That's what they always say.
Yeah.
The music's too loud, the politicians are lying, and the youth don't respect their elders.
Right.
And that's what everyone will say forever and ever and ever and ever.
Yeah. You were going to say about yesterday?
Oh, I was going to say that guy was so thankful for you, and you would give him a shot. And that comes from your experience and your, you know.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I don't know. I don't. Sometimes you don't realize what you do for other people, mm-hmm. but because I'm just being me, you know, I'm not thinking, okay, I'll give them a break or something. It's just that to me, people are people, you know, and everybody's got a story to tell.
That should be your bumper sticker.
Yeah, exactly.
People
right.
People, everyone's got a story to tell.
Yeah.
So speaking of stories, Johnny Depp went on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride and played one of his pirates.
Oh, really?
In the on the side, you know, there's those animatronic pirates that are like yo ho ho and a bottle of rum. Yeah, so it was Johnny Depp dressed
up. People could tell.
Oh yeah.
Really?
And he was laughing, and people were taking. Yeah, but as people are going by, and he's singing a song.
Wow.
Yeah. That guy doesn't have anything else to do.
Exactly. What is it? Well, maybe he took his kids to Disneyland.
Yeah, no, he was alone, dressed as Captain Jack Sparrow. And maybe he was filming something. Who knows?
Maybe they paid him a lot of money for it.
Yes, he seems like he just wanted to do it on his own, it seems like. He's like, went to Disneyland, got dressed up. I don't know.
I know. When was the last time you were at Disney?
Oh, my God. Not too long ago, but man, I wish I could go back every single day.
Really?
I love Disneyland. I think you either love Disneyland or you're like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mother doesn't understand it.
Really?
She doesn't get it.
It's cool. Yeah,
I think it's the most magical place on earth.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's wonderful.
I am dying to go to Disney World, and I'm surprised I haven't been yet.
Yeah.
Being 57.
Yeah, being midlife.
I've had plenty of chances to go.
Yeah, man. But, Disney World's the greatest.
Yeah.
I went when I was little and my mom was in a wheelchair. And so we get to go. They're really great with handicapped people.
They
so
let you go to the
they
front
really
the
let
line.
You go to the front. So then next time I went and I was like with friends and I'm like, well, why aren't we going to the front?
Yeah.
We're like, we're not handicapped.
Yeah, your mom's
your
not
mom
here.
Is. I was like, damn it, mom. She's like, see, I can do things.
I know. I discovered that once when my daughter broke her foot a long time ago.
Yeah.
And we went to Legoland, I think it was. And they were like, oh, yeah, you can go to the front of the
line.
Yeah,
you're like, why doesn't this happen every time?
Yeah, you didn't need any pass.
No fast pass. She was right up at the front.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. I like amusement parks, but I haven't been because I refuse to pay as much as they ask.
Now, here's the problem. If when you ask me when's the last time I went, the reason I haven't gone yesterday is because it's $800 million.
Yeah.
It's too expensive.
It is. There's just like, it's to like, get in, it's $100.
That's what I mean.
You know?
And like, I think if you get the payment SoCal thing, if you live here, it's like $300 a ticket. I'm like, that's ridiculous. That's so expensive.
Yeah.
But there's a payment plan for $19 a month. And I'm like, oh my God.
Payment plan for Disney.
Yeah,
wow.
I know. If you're doing that, I feel like slow down. But you know what? If you love it and it's your thing, do it. I love going there.
Yeah. But how many times can you go?
Oh, I could go every weekend.
Really?
No, I would get bored. Yeah. I could go probably once a month, twice a month.
Really?
I love it.
And do all the rides and stuff?
Indiana Jones, when no one's looking. You know, if you don't know Indiana Jones, it's my favorite ride. And it is an open-air Jeep, as like you're in.
Oh, I've never seen that one.
Oh, okay. So you go into the jungle, and you get in this Jeep, okay? Uh-huh. And the Jeep actually travels along a track, and you go up and down, and there's these big fire flames, and a cannonball comes at you, and like a snake jumps out. But you're kind of driving, right? So there's a special line to get into for being the driver. You don't know that, you just happen to be in it, but I know which line to stand in so that I'm the driver. So I'm always like, okay, so the lights kind of dim and I'm like, oh, I'm the driver. Oh, how funny. I didn't know. Ooh. Of course I plan the whole thing. I get in the driver's seat, the lights go down, man, you are in Indiana Jones.
Really?
Totally, like left, right, like slow down, like, you know, it feels awesome. It's so much fun.
I'd love that. Yeah. It sounds good.
Yeah, Space Mountain, it's crazy. They're all good. They're all good. It's just that the lines are kind of out of control.
Yeah, they always have been.
Yeah, I know.
They always have been.
I'm always like, how many? There's still this many people in the world?
Yeah. Do you remember when they used to have like ticket books for Disneyland?
Yeah.
Yeah. You had to get like the e-ticket was the best.
Yeah, yeah.
For the best ride.
That's right.
You'd have only two in the packet. And then you'd get all the other rides and stuff. And so it was limited, you know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, with coupons. So you bought like a book when you come in.
So you couldn't go on any ride?
Not as many times as you want. Or not on every ride.
Oh, I see. But now it's up to you to do whatever you want.
Exactly.
I see. It wasn't like that.
So they would give you like E tickets and D tickets and C tickets. And as it goes up, it was the better rides.
Oh.
Yeah, so the e-tickets were like the best rides and stuff. And that's why it was known as the e-ticket.
Oh.
But that was way back when in Disneyland. Yeah. Now it's all open in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Oh, it's great. And you can even go to California Adventure, have some drinks in Ariel's Grotto.
Yeah.
Because you can't drink in Disneyland, but you can in California Adventure.
I see.
So you have some nice wine or whatever, or a weird Disney drink, and then take yourself right into Disneyland because you can do the park hopper.
Oh, okay.
You know, then you're really into
Indiana Jones. So is California Experience, is that pretty good?
California Adventure?
California Adventure,
I only like Soarin' and some of their food options. Mm. I don't really like to stay in California Adventure. Oh, wait, and I think I like Toy Story.
Any good rides?
I really love Soarin'.
Soarin'?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a virtual reality kind of thing, and you are lifted up, and then there's scented at you, and you go soaring over California.
Ah, how cool is that?
Yeah, so that's a fun one.
Right.
But there's like a crack in the screen, so the whole thing is off, because if you can see like one crack, the whole visual is off. It's like a huge IMAX screen, and they lift you up, so you're floating, but you sure do see a crack in the screen. So the whole perception is off, you know what I mean? The reality is a bit...
Well, maybe they fixed it by now. Who knows?
Last time I went, it was not fixed.
Really?
It was not fixed. But it's a long line. That one's a popular ride.
Yeah.
Soarin', yeah. It's a great ride, though.
Right.
They take you over the snow and then, like, pine needles, and you feel like you're being brushed, and the wind hits. They have, like, fans, and then the smell of pine comes up. So like you, and then they go to the beach and golfing and like hot air ballooning, and you go all throughout California coast. That's a way for you to do it without having to go anywhere.
Cool. Exactly.
There you go.
That's virtual reality for you. They actually have a new game for virtual reality called the Eagle's Flight.
Oh.
And it's like you're flying with eagles over Paris and things like that. I'm like, yeah, you know, but it's animated. It's not as cool.
It's not a real like GoPro on an eagle's back.
No.
Because that would be cool.
Yeah, right?
And then you see horrible things of him like killing mice and like eating things. You're like, wow, eagles. No, yeah, you have to... I don't like the animated ones as much as like when you're in the studio or something.
Or it's real. Or it's real, they do it from a helicopter or something.
Yes, drone. Even a drone or something. Right, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, that happens, you know. So I'm looking forward to more virtual reality stuff now. They talk about augmented reality, which is you actually can see through the glasses what's the real world.
Yeah.
But on top of it, they put things like, think Pokemon Go, for example. Have you seen that?
So you're looking at the real world, but I could see...
like things superimposed over it and stuff, you know?
See, that starts Robin Thicke blurred lines.
Right?
That's blurring some lines right there. What's real, what's not real.
Yeah, so Pokemon Go is like that.
The first one.
I never played it, but I saw my
friends are into it. And I was like, what are you doing? And they're like, we're at a funeral, but we found a Pokemon. And I was like, Jesus. I mean, everyone got into it.
Really?
It's so stupid. There's just like little animals, like pop-up ghosts or whatever.
Right. They're creatures. They're like...
I mean, adults were fully into this.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Hey, I should really try it.
But when Pokemon came out, obviously there were no phones or anything like this. And I would take my kids to the mall and they would trade cards.
Yeah, the carding, like the trade. You know, but yesterday outside on my beautiful street were two boys trading Pokemon cards. So they're still doing it.
So they're still doing it.
They're still doing it, yeah.
Wow.
And he was like, don't touch my Pokemon. And I'm like, all right.
I remember when they came out, man, the kids loved it. That was a time when we could still hang out at the mall and they had interesting stores like games and video games.
They don't have any of that now.
No. Just clothes. And even those clothing stores are closing down.
Yeah. And like Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah, I know.
They're all going.
Yeah, they all are. Wow.
Yeah.
The malls are going. I don't know what's going to happen, man. Where are we going to have to go if no stores are going to be left here? We're going to live in the virtual world. It seems like that's where we want to be anyway. We look at our phones all day long.
That's why Westworld was so cool, because it was like...
Right.
That is going to be the Disneyland of the future.
Yeah.
Where it's like you really do pay not just $100, you pay like thousands and you are in a world. Like that would be Indiana Jones and I'm like with Harrison Ford.
Exactly.
Like that's going to happen someday.
They stand right next to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's already there. You know, it's just you still have to wear those big goggles. They're saying that eventually it'll just be regular glasses that you have to put on.
Remember how funny things, like Bluetooth was accepted, but like Google Glass was not accepted.
Right.
Like, it's just funny how certain technologies are accepted and certain ones aren't.
Exactly.
Like, no one thought you looked good in a Google Glass. You looked like a dick. Like, everyone hated you. But Bluetooth, perfectly acceptable. And they're kind of the same thing. It's just like, why we accept one and not the other?
Well, it's not quite the same thing, though. I mean, the glasses actually...
No, I mean, like, in terms of aesthetic, it's something sticking out.
Oh, the aesthetic,
Yeah, like, but one was totally accepted, and one was like, you look ridiculous. I'm like, it's the same. They look very similar, right? Like, they're just pointing out.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll get back to that in a moment, but our guest is calling in now, and we're going to be joined by Hope. Hope, are you with us?
I am with you. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Very good. Thank you. Hope, will you pronounce your last name for us so we'll say it correctly?
My last name is Suis. It's like Lewis with an S.
Mm. Suis. Okay. You see, Tori and I thought it'd have like a French pronunciation, and I thought, let's not take a chance on that. So Hope Suis it is.
Yes. And how are y'all doing this morning?
Good. Where are you calling us from?
I am in Greenville, South Carolina.
There you go.
South Carolina.
My papa was born in South Carolina.
We are in some of the top 10 cities for just about every category that you can come up with.
Everybody's going
up and coming.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is that where you grew up also?
No, I actually grew up in North Carolina on a little farm, but I've been here for a decade now, and it's a great city.
Oh, wow. You know what's funny is when you don't live near there, it's like North Carolina, South Carolina, they sound the same to me, you know? But but obviously, there's differences between the states, right?
There's definitely some similarities, but yeah.
Yeah, so there's differences too, huh?
Absolutely. Well, it depends on where, you know, because you've got the coast, And then you've got the mountains. So, yeah. You know,
depends what you want.
Depends on what you want to do. You can just get in the car and you can do whatever you want in just a few hours.
Well, I'd like to go there. You know, I mean, those are not the first couple places on my bucket list, but I would like to go there and check it out.
Oh, man.
Well, hey.
You
know? Yeah. Come on down.
Come on down.
Come on down. I will. Well,
absolutely.
Okay. Well, Hope, so let's talk a little bit about what it is you're calling us about this morning. And we teased it a little bit before. This is entitled The Rise of the SML, which is Single in Midlife. Is this a term that goes around? Did you make it up? How did this come about?
No, it's an original. It's a Jackie Hope Sulis original.
Yep. Oh, wow.
You know, there's 34.4 million singles in the age of 40 to 69. So there's a whole lot of us out there. We're vibrant. We're an outgoing community. And, you know, we're just having fun.
Right. So now, what does it mean to have fun? I mean, we looked here that half of the population is actually divorced or widowed or never married, right?
Right. Well, it does run the gamut. I think probably the majority are divorced. There are certain, you know, there are a certain segment that never chooses to get married for whatever reason. But there's a lot of people that are choosing to divorce after 20, 25 years of marriage for different reasons. As it turns out, 66% of the new divorces in the last 4 or 5 years actually have been initiated by women.
Hmm.
But the concept is, you know, for good or for bad, they want to start over. They want to do things a little bit different on their own terms.
Right.
And so they're pursuing their dreams. They're pursuing what they want to do, what they've always wanted to do, men, you know, men and women.
Right, right. So, I mean, wasn't it always that women initiated divorce more than men? Was it different before?
No, I don't think so.
No,
I mean,
yeah, no,
you
no.
know, traditionally in years past, I think it was the men. I
yeah,
think
like women weren't even allowed
in the leading.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, I don't think women were allowed to have divorce before.
But I mean, you know, more women have their own careers now, and they just decided that they want to pursue things that they want to pursue. So they're out there. And it's always said, divorce is hard. I mean, you know, I try to bring a very positive, you know, spin to it. I have a blog called Hope Boulevard because I have a very wide circle of friends who are single in midlife, and I do try to bring motivation and inspiration to it, but it's hard. I mean, if you start all over again in your 50s, it's not easy.
Right.
So, right.
You know, even if you want to do it, even if you think it's a good step for you, divorce is hard.
Yeah, no matter what.
Oh, divorce is hard at any age, no doubt about it. But I have to agree also that in your 50s, the pool from which you choose from is not as large as it is when you're younger. Right. Am I correct?
Don't know. Well, probably, but there's a pretty big pool. I mean, when you consider that 29% of adults are single, I mean, in that age range, in the 45 to 60, 30% are single. I mean, you know, there's not much to choose from.
Right.
We're not scraping the bottom of the barrel out here.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is, yeah. But, you know, most people don't really want to go older, so you try to go younger. But, you know, so how much younger can you go?
Actually, this is not in that particular the piece that I wrote, but as it turns out, for women, I don't see a statistic for men, but women over the age of 50 actually do like to go 5 to 6 years older.
Oh, I see. Okay. So, but women always like to go for older. Men want to go younger, you know.
So that's good, though.
Yeah.
Women
want
older.
That's a big problem. It really can be. Yeah.
Yeah. But so let me ask you this now. So all these women out there are dating. I mean, is there a lot of action going on? I mean, are people meeting other people and able to date them?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, there's we are the highest demographic in online dating. So we've got it's increased by 39% just in the last 3 years for this age group that is going online and looking, you know, and looking for love. So, it's not always love. Sometimes it's just, you know, hanging out and having friends. But, yeah, it's a very growing and active community, for sure.
What is some of your advice for online dating in the midlife? What are some, like, traps people get in? Are there, like, common things people do?
Well, probably the biggest thing is honesty. There's a lot of people that put stuff up on their profiles that are not true. The pictures are not real. The pictures are 20 years old.
Yeah.
Right.
Or, and you have to be very careful of that. And you have to be careful of that about their intent, too, because some people do want to start a relationship. They are ready, and some are not. So, you know, there's people out there that just are out for, you know, hookups or fun or, you know, casual stuff. And so it's very important that you know, the person that you're talking to, what their intentions are, so that, you know, you don't get involved in something that, that you don't want.
Exactly.
An interesting, you know, thing too is, you know, paying for the dinners, because that's a big thing in the group that I'm in is, do the guys always pay? Is it fair to make the guys? I mean, we're talking first dates here, you know.
Right, right.
And 80% of the guys still do, you know, man up and pick up the check, which is great. But as a woman, you know, if you're going out to meet somebody for the first time, you have to be prepared to pay your way. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. That's different. Huh?
Yeah, that's different. That is different. But, you know, some people would split it. Yeah, it's a fuzzy line at this point, I would think, even in younger people dating.
Well, when you meet. Right. Well, when you're meeting somebody for the first time, you don't really know if you're going to like them, if they're going to like you. So it's fair. It's more fair to, you know.
Split,
but again, like I said, 80% of the guys still, you know, step up and do it. So that's good.
Because at this age group, you're still traditional.
I'm sorry, what?
I said at this age group, you're still traditional. You go back to your to the 60s, 70s, where there was a lot more chivalry, I think, you know. No?
Probably,
the younger people like that too?
We're progressing a little bit, but probably so.
Are the younger people too also, I mean, would you find that, let's say in the 20s and 30s, the men pick up the check also as often or less often?
Well, I haven't gone on a date with a 20 or 30 year old. So
no, but you should know it.
I can't speak to that.
But you're
really
a dating expert. You need to know.
I would definitely say less. I think a lot more people, at least when I was dating, would split the bill.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, oh, yeah. Because if it's also.
I think it's more common.
Yeah, I think it's more common. I mean, I would split it because it's like, you don't know me. You don't owe me. Like, it was lunch or something.
That's
what I mean? Right? I feel weird being
right.
You pay for my club sandwich.
Right,
like, come on.
Exactly.
The other thing, too, is, you know, and this goes regardless of age, but if you're meeting somebody for the first time, obviously you do it in a public place. Obviously, you know, you have people that know where you're at and what you're doing. And it's, you know, you set up something for an hour.
Yeah.
I have a ton of friends that do it. Some of them even do it, you know, during their lunch hour at work, you know, you know you have an exit. You know you have to get back to work.
Yeah.
You're there for 45 minutes. You get, an idea of what they look like, how they act, how they treat the waiter or the waitress. Mm-hmm. How they treat waitstaff is a huge key to
I always say that. I always say that.
Absolutely.
That's how I say they'll treat you in six months is the way they treat the waitress.
Wow.
Absolutely.
So
that's a huge key right there.
Yeah.
So it has to be like non-committal the first time. You have to have a way out. And obviously dinner is probably not the best idea. So coffee or a drink or something sounds better.
If you hit it off, there's always, you know, the next day or the weekend. Yeah.
Right.
Or, I mean, you know.
But if you don't, you have a hard out. You get to go home to work. You got to go to work.
That's true. You know
that's
what?
That's right.
I also suggest that you do go for a drink, because if the chick drinks too much, or the guy, actually, I'm just talking from my perspective, if they drink too much, you're like, okay, you know, put them in a situation where they would do it.
And that's actually a tip, too, is to not to drink too much, because
obviously
your inhibitions are lowered. You know, you would end up doing and saying things that you probably would not
normally do. Turn-off to a lot of people.
Definitely not a good idea.
And it is a turn-off, but I drink when I'm nervous, so it's just, it's a terrible thing.
But drinking is fine, but not over-drinking.
I totally agree with you.
Really?
It is a turn-off. Right. Absolutely. Yeah,
because to me, I can't tell you what a turn-off it's always been for me when a woman is drunk, you know? Maybe because, you know, a long time ago, I had a girlfriend who got really drunk. She threw up outside the window, vomited in my
car. Yeah, it seems like
this
might be the reason.
Right? That probably was the reason. And
that's not classy.
Maybe that's what it is. I like to see women with class.
Yeah, with class. And I think a drink, you can see a lot of manners. You can see how they still treat the wait staff, how they tip with a drink. You can still see all that. And if they're classy.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you can flesh out your common interests. Because, I mean, you know, if you like to go hiking or run marathons, and this person is, you know, they want to sit and, you know, binge Netflix, which is okay, whatever anybody wants to do, but you can find that out too. Without investing 3 or 4 hours of your, you know, time.
Right. Now, there's an app that I wanted to bring up with you guys that you just segued. It's called How About We, and it's an app for, like, if you want to go hiking, it matches you with people who want to go hiking with their dog. So it's only about what you like to do. Oh. If you like to binge Netflix, you meet other bingers, I guess. And I think that's so clever, right? Because that goes all with your common interests.
Yeah, common interests. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like meetup.com.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what
that is. I don't know if you guys have heard of that, but I mean, that's the singles group that I'm in here in Greenville is under meetup.com. Ah. And they do that too. They, you know, you can set up for groups and organizations based on any kind of
common interest,
you know, lifestyle preference, activities that you want. So it is really good. And you can meet people that way. You don't even have to go online.
Right.
I mean,
that's
obviously
true.
It's there. So people like, I mean, it's easy. You flip open your phone and you have, you know, dozens of pictures of people. So it is easy.
Right.
But there's other ways absolutely to do it.
Yeah. That's a good way, though, to find your common interest is a good plan, I feel like.
Yeah,
that's the first step. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, Hope, tell us what it is. So, what is it that you do? I mean, you're a relationship expert. What do you do in your day job? I mean, what is it that you're known for? What are you promoting today? Give it to us.
Well, my day job is actually not in the relationship field. I do actually work for a robotics company in my day job. But my passion is, you know, singles in midlife. That is my name is Hope. I've always been I've always collected things having to do with Hope. And I just believe that regardless of our age or our relationship status, that we can all have a beautiful, love-filled, active life. Mm. And so it's just been my passion to, through my website, Hope Boulevard, and my blogs, to encourage people, motivate people, you know, make them laugh, make them think about something, encourage them. You know, I had a friend of mine just 2 days ago, you know, that she says, I feel like a failure. I've been divorced. You know, my last relationship didn't work. And I was like, you are not a failure. You may have made mistakes. You know, we've all made mistakes, but you yourself are not a failure. And that's just what I feel like my passion is to encourage people, men and women, that you're not a failure just because you ended up single at 55. And there is an amazing world out there that you can be a part of.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's so Buddhist of you. I'm studying Buddhism, and they're like, the whole point of Buddhism is like, you're not an asshole. Like, that's the whole thing. It's like trying to make sure you tell yourself you're not a failure. That's the whole thing.
Well, I mean, and it's, you know, it might sound hokey, and if people have said it, you know, a million times for a million years. If you don't love yourself, if you can't look in the mirror and be happy at what you see, then you're not going to make anybody else happy either. I mean, it really is true. I guess they say it all the time because it really is true.
No, it is. You know, you just miserable, you know. I mean, that's what it boils down to. So I see you've written quite a bit of articles and blogs and so forth. Where can people find out more about you, read your stuff and so forth? You sound very fascinating. Well, you're full of information.
Well, thank you. That's really sweet. Well, my website is hopeboulevard.com, and that also links to a blog site that I have. I'm working on an upcoming book.
Nice.
That I hope to have out later this year with just a, you know, a combination of some of the blogs I've written, tips on dating, the profile stuff like you were asking about, tips for profiles, how to go on dates, to take the next step. And at the end of the day, if it doesn't work out, you're still going to be okay.
Right.
So,
that's cool. So hopeboulevard.com, you guys can go.
I love that name too.
Yeah, the journey begins here.
You know, there's a line in Dante's Inferno that says, "Abandon all hope, ye who enter
ye
here."
Who enter
and
here.
I wanted to flip that, and so I want everyone to hope with abandon. So if I can get my readers, my followers, the people I meet, the people I run into, and the people in your audience that are listening here, I just want everybody to hope with abandon, because if they can do that, they will live a wonderful life.
Ugh. Wow. Sounds good to me.
What a guru.
Okay.
What a guru.
Hope Suez, everybody, go check her out. See everything. There's links to social media and everything. So just go to Hope.
Yep, I have a Twitter account and Facebook account. Absolutely, sure.
Sounds good. So everybody can get in touch with you. HopeBoulevard.com. It's, did you say your first name is Jackie? Jackie Hope Suez?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yes.
There
Hope
you go.
Hope is my middle name. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why sometimes you don't know how to pronounce when a name when the you know the first initial and then the middle name
right.
and so forth. Do I say Jay? Do I just say Hope? So I went with Hope, and we were right.
You say whatever you want to say. I will come however you call me. How about that?
That's
sounds good.
Good.
Hope, thank you so much for joining us this morning. You're a lot of full of information, a lot of fun. And,
very inspiring.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of
absolutely.
Course. And take care of South Carolina for us.
Okay. We'll come see us, okay?
We will.
We'll
let me
do
know.
That.
Put me...
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you. Right.
Bye-bye.
As soon as I figured out the difference between North Carolina and South Carolina.
South Carolina has the coast, the beach.
Oh, okay.
So you can go to Hilton
and
Head.
And North Carolina doesn't?
They have more mountains.
So like Myrtle Beach is South Carolina.
Yeah, like I believe. Yeah, South Carolina has the coast.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So they're like the beach.
I need to see how they're. I mean, those are like probably the least. I mean, the states I know least about.
Really?
Yeah.
You know less of you know more about South Dakota or North Dakota?
Okay, no.
No.
No, okay.
Give me a break.
But those are North and South, too, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, but the Carolinas are darling. My father grew up in the Carolinas, and we visited all my life, and they have it's gorgeous when you go to Hilton Head or you go to I love South Carolina.
Yeah. You
Charleston.
See, I figured the way I'd end up there is if I take like a cross-country trip.
You know, like a road trip with
an RV or something.
This RV has got to start to happen.
Right?
We can't just keep talking about it. But you know what?
The thing is, though, I got to tell you, you got to make reservation like months in advance.
Right. That's why we have to start planning. That's why we have to start planning. What about in August? We're only in May. It's perfect.
Too late.
It's not. No,
no
you're
okay.
Don't
but,
you bail. We're going to
no, but everybody goes in the summer, but...
We're going to start looking up things.
Yeah. No, I know. It's just hard for me to plan 3 months in advance. I got to tell you. I don't know what I'm going to be doing at that time.
Right.
But I guess it's not
but
a
that
big
way,
deal.
Then you'll
it's
never go like in your RV.
Yeah.
And I want you to go in your cross-country tour. You're so excited.
Oh, the cross-country one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That I'll have to find some time to do.
Yeah,
But a weekend, I'm ready to do anytime.
Well, so I highly recommend both South Carolina has Charleston. You got Greenville. It's like this new, like, cool cosmopolitan place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll get more into it, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. But as Hope was saying, I guess they're saying that one-night stand on vacation is up by 118%. SMLs are more likely than millennials to have threesome by 53%.
I'm so confused by all these statistics.
I know, these statistics, they're throwing them at us, but it's amazing to me. So this is cool. All right, so I'm considered a good group.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, a good group.
Did you see this? They're asking us, are fast food ads killing us? But this reminded me, did you see? I saw on Facebook somebody posted, there's a new item at KFC called Cheetza. And it's chicken. It's a pizza.
With chicken on it?
No, the crust is made of the breading they make the chicken with.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. So I see. So it's just bread?
So it's like, what they call the batter?
I see, okay.
Right?
So it's like fried bread.
Right, but it's not bread, really. I mean, it's
Is it chicken?
No, well, I don't know what it is.
Okay.
No, it's got chicken. Look, it's like the chicken. It tastes like the chicken. It's got the chicken and the breading on it,
right.
The batter, whatever they call it. And it's flat.
Okay.
Okay, so it's like the dough
I see.
Part.
But the dough has chicken in it, you're saying?
I think so,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Unless
that's cool.
Unless it's just that stuff.
Right,
unless
I see.
Just the breading.
Well, you know,
tastes great, you know. Yeah. I mean, sometimes you eat the chicken just for that, you know.
I mean, KFC, I'm not a big fried chicken fan, which is terrible because my father's Southern, so I just announced to the world how embarrassing I'm. My father loves fried chicken, and I grew up around fried chicken and collard greens, but I never like fell in love with it. But KFC people have loved since the very beginning.
That's true.
I've never had it.
It's terrible out here.
Oh, is it not good?
I mean, look, I haven't been there in 15 years because the last time I went in, it was just a gross place to be.
Yeah, like you
So maybe they fixed it
up. Yeah,
I'm
sure they did, yeah.
But to me, Popeyes is like the ultimate.
Or Popeyes. Yeah, I've never been to there either.
Oh, man, you would love it.
And my husband loves those buckets.
Yeah, and they got like Cajun rice and
I've never been.
Beans and everything. You should go.
I've never been. I mean, I've never been to a.
That's probably one not too far from you.
And I've never been to a Sizzler or a Red Lobster.
Oh, really?
And I really want to.
Yeah, Sizzler
like,
was
so
good.
Bad. I really want to go on.
Sizzler's
like,
good.
I want to go
salad.
Buffet or something.
Yeah, buffet, the salad buffet. And
I'm
steak.
Totally going tonight.
And shrimp or something.
Surf and turf, baby. Surf and turf. Sizzler.
I know. So, yeah, there's a lot of places. I mean, you're not missing much, you know. But, but it is good. I mean, the corporate places are not that attractive,
right.
You know, like.
Yeah.
People laugh about the Olive Garden and stuff. But
well, those breadsticks, man. Yeah. Unlimited.
Are they good?
Well, they're unlimited. Doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
They're made out of bread and I can get as many as I want. That makes me a happy girl.
Yeah. So if you want chicken with pizza, you get chizza.
That's so sad.
And there you go.
At least it's not picking.
It yeah,
could have
right?
been picking. At least it's chizza.
Yeah, right?
What if it was picking?
Picking. I know. Wow. That'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be
or
awful.
Or ficking. Ficking. Because that H, the H
yeah,
is in there.
Right?
PH.
Wow.
Anyway, that's interesting. Yeah, you always think it's weird when the like Taco Bell makes a complete burrito out of a Dorito. You're like, all right, like how much worse can we look to the rest of the world?
I know they really look to think outside the box, but some of the
they're so gross, and then they're like, why are Americans obese? And everyone's like, I wonder why there's pizza.
I know we do have a lot of fattening food here. You
fattening
know?
Food. Not only that, the portions are crazy high.
That's true, right?
When you get a Big Mac from before, now the big, grand, big old Daddy Mac or whatever it is.
That's true,
it's
right?
Like huge.
Yeah, I know. And people eat that.
Oh, people love it?
I mean, sometimes I get a craving for a Big Mac. I'll have one.
Hey, honey, I'm not going to deny that I want a double animal style from In-N-Out, which is two patties. But I'm going to say that that's not part of my regular routine.
Right.
And you don't.
It's nice to have every once
right.
in
but
a while.
But the problem is when you live in these poor areas, that's all they have is fast
right.
food because it's cheap. So
yeah.
What are you going to do? Spend a gazillion dollars at Whole Foods? No,
that's
you're going to get your kids some chicken nuggets. And they're going to have clogged arteries, but it's not your fault.
Yeah, right?
You know? Where's the hiking path in your neighborhood? You know what I mean? It's not easy. It's just not easy.
I know. And living in the city, man, we really don't move a lot.
Yeah. At least L.A. is more like an outdoorsy. I feel compelled to go outside because
right.
it's so nice.
But how much do you really walk out here? You know?
A lot.
Really?
I have dogs, so we go on hikes and stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
And we go to the beach
I didn't
a lot.
Realize that.
But yeah, it's because I kind of got the dog, so I'd have to go
yeah.
outside.
But it's good. It gives you a reason to go
it does,
outside.
It does. But I purposely got the dog because of that. Like,
yeah?
I definitely did. I was watching The Super Nanny because I was like trying to figure out my life. I was single at the time, I was 28. And I was like, I need to figure some stuff out. I need a schedule. So the Super Nanny teaches little kids,
uh-huh.
but she was helping me. So I'd be watching and taking notes. So I decided, she's like, for adults with issues, you can always try getting a pet and it can keep you having a schedule.
Right.
So I went and got a handicapped dachshund with three legs and I named her Josie Rose after JoJo, the Super Nanny.
So now, I mean, that's amazing to me that you would go after the handicapped dog.
Yeah, they were like, there's one that no one wants. And of course, I'm like, well,
oh,
I'll
wow.
take that one.
You see, I mean, thank
but that
God
one turned out to be
like you.
Well. So everyone in what's funny is I went to the shelter, the Lang Foundation, which is a no kill shelter. So I love representing them. And I looked at all these dogs, and they're barking, barking, barking. Not their fault. There's so much activity going on.
Right.
And I went through the cat section, and it's very quiet and mellow.
Right.
And I looked down, and there was a dog with the cats. And I thought, what's this dog doing with the cats? And they thought, they brought this dog in, and her pelvis and her femur and her leg were shattered.
Wow.
And no one wanted to adopt her, so they just left her in a basket hoping someone would adopt her at East Valley Shelter.
Right.
And no one would. So a couple weeks into it, they didn't fix her. She was just bloody and like hanging out there. Someone saw her eyes, and she felt so soulful. They named her Santa because she was Hispanic and she was saying it looked like a saint. So they brought her to the Lang Foundation and they paid for two surgeries and she has like a wonky little metal rod, and she was put with the cats because they wanted her not to run around a lot.
Right.
But that made her this very calm, mellow dog. And I was like, well, that's cool. So I started spending time with this handicapped dog, and I realized she was so smart.
Wow.
So now we go, and she's an animal-assisted therapy partner from Delta Society with me. We passed the very rugged test. She hobbled her way through the test. They were all, like, amazed. And, yeah, she's super smart.
Wow.
And she doesn't
bark. Makes me want to cry, man.
Aww.
I mean, you know?
Yeah,
when
yeah,
you
yeah.
think of nobody wants her,
nobody wants
know?
Josie Rose. Well, also, yeah. when they put her in a basket and she's still bloody, and they're like, adopt Kelly.
Yeah,
I'm like, who's
right?
going to want Kelly?
Wow.
So, yeah. But I also grew up with a handicapped mom with a bad leg. So there was a story there. So if you have empathy growing up with that, I was like, there's circle life. So she and my mom do physical therapy together, and it's really cute. Yeah.
How old is the dog now?
She's 7, and she still has a wonky leg, and we read with kids at the El Marino language school. It's for kids who have learning challenges, and what they do is they take them out of class, and there's 5 of us with our dogs, and we have a pillow, and the kid gets to read to the dog so that there's no judgment, and it's like quieter, and they get like just alone time, and they get like 30 minutes with me, and then I get, so I have 4 students for the whole year,
right.
and you get to see them grow with reading and what they choose to read, and they read just to Josie, and Josie has her little vest on and falls asleep and isn't paying any attention.
Whoa.
But they think she is,
yeah,
you know?
Right.
So it's great. And then I teach Josie to like turn the page or hit the page, and they think it's great.
Wow.
And they hate reading, and hopefully they leave with more love for reading. That's what you want.
I think so.
Hopefully.
And I think,
hopefully.
And I think you're going to leave a lot of
I have a lot of have a lot of like kids I still talk to.
Yeah.
That like they still remember
cool,
Josie.
Tori.
Yeah.
So you should actually become a Mother Teresa rather than a comedian.
I know. What if Mother Teresa was funny though? Why can't there be both?
That's true, right?
A funny Mother Teresa. She gets up on stage like, what about this habit? Oy vey, it's terrible.
That's true.
No.
But this is something you love. And,
yeah, yeah.
And maybe,
I love dogs. I like helping people and I like attention.
So maybe that's where you should find your career, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I do love it as just giving back, just like
right.
no matter what.
But you could be like in charge of a...
I'm not great at that stuff,
no?
though.
Organization. You would be.
No, I'm great at like knowing what's good for me to give back. Like I work at Cedar Sinai at the Pooch Program, and
right.
it's just me and Josie, and we walk and we say hi to different people at the waiting rooms in surgery because they're
right,
all so stressed
right.
out. So but I can't organize shit. I can't come up with a phone tree. And these people are very type A. I am
right.
someone who just wants to be given the lab coat, look like a doctor on Grey's Anatomy, and walk through a hospital. That's what I want.
Well,
so,
you can have that.
Yeah.
Too,
so I know I'm not good at the organization administration. I'm
right.
just good at follow through.
Okay.
But I can't organize shit. I cannot organize it.
But follow through is good.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm good at organizing, but not
there you
following
go. There
through.
You go. Hey, okay. We're a pair.
I can start things.
We should get together for a show.
Yeah, exactly. I'll start it, then you maintain it.
Exactly.
You know?
That's what happens. But
yeah.
you find out what you're good for. And I knew I wanted to be a doctor because I wanted to look important and have attention. They give you a pager.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Right.
They teach you code. You have to get your blood drawn. You look cool in a lab coat. But at the same time, you're cheering up like all these people. So
right.
I'm getting attention. They're getting attention. Josie's happy. So
that's
everyone's
true.
Happy. Yeah.
That's true.
But it's not all selfless. Like I do feel like I'm getting a lot of.
No, of course,
right.
of course, I know
yeah.
that. But that's a beautiful thing
yeah.
about it.
You find
you know?
What works for you.
I mean, when you give, you feel so good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's unbelievable,
mm-hmm.
right?
And I taught Josie all these like movie things. Like if I'm like, you ratted me out, you told the cops, Fredo, and then I go bang, 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 and she can roll over and be like, ah! And so the kids like on the pediatric ward, they like love doing
really?
That. And then we'll do a prayer, and she can put our little paw. She's so smart. But and then they show off her little scars, and they have their scars, and it like works great.
Wow.
Yeah, it's cute.
There you go.
It's cute.
You see, maybe that's why we have this in the world is dogs like this, so they can help.
Yeah,
kids
and you imagine
like
she would have been killed. She was due to be killed within the week at the East Valley. It took this one, I don't know her name, a Hispanic woman who saw her and goes, "El Santa." So that woman is the hero. She brought her out of the kill shelter to Lang and got her surgery.
Wow.
So I took over right after surgery when she was with the cats.
Yeah.
So every time Josie sees cats, she definitely thinks she is a cat, and she like rolls over. and she's like, I'm one of you. I'm like, no, you're a dog. But yeah, yeah, she just grew up with cats. So, no, yeah, that woman was smart enough to know this dog was good enough to save. And yeah. they spent a lot of money saving her. Two surgeries is very expensive.
Yeah.
So every year my dad gives us a certain amount of money for giving during Hanukkah. And I always do it to the Lang Foundation.
Yeah.
Because they saved Josie.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm a hero. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, you are.
I mean, no.
You are.
I feel very funny saying that only because I do it really for, like, I love kids. I love reading. And I love pretending to be a doctor.
Right.
So I found a way to like get those. Yeah. And Josie helped me become like much more scheduled.
Right.
Like the super nanny. That's why I named her Josie.
That's good.
Yeah.
There you go. Wow. Very inspiring story.
Mm-hmm. Very she inspiring. Rescued me right back.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
And then we adopted Barnaby and he's dumb and doesn't do anything. That's okay though. It's a lap.
Yeah, it's a dog, right?
He's just fine. He's just dumb. But we took the DNA test and Barnaby turned out to be part greyhound. Italian greyhound. So we took him to agility and he is phenomenal in really? Agility and he runs faster than all the other dogs because he's really? A little Italian greyhound.
Oh.
But the rest of them are all huge and he's tiny. So
wow.
Yeah, there's these weave poles you're supposed to go through, you know, in the dog shows where they weave through, but Barnaby's too small so he just runs through them like straight.
Yeah, right.
So but, you know, you try and do whatever you can to fulfill, and dogs really have fulfilled me. Some yeah. people have music, some people have TV, some people have reading. Dogs have always been like a fulfilling thing for me.
Yeah very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Thank you.
I like dogs too. I just don't know that I would have the time to give them what they deserve.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A dog needs attention.
I give a lot
like
of it.
Person. Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very spoiled. Josie has a pearl collar necklace. It's not real, but it has like fake Audrey pearls for her collar. They make a collar out of pearl. Like, she's just spoiled, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
It's interesting because I was going to bring up a story about a sad story about a service dog that's in the news, but I'm not going to bring it up because... no, because it's like, it's a cruel story.
Oh.
So I don't want to bring it up. Oh. But, you know, if we hadn't talked nice things about dogs, we could have said it.
We but, can't ruin it.
Yeah, exactly. We're in a good mood now. So that's that. But you know what trailer I watched last night that I really want to see is the movie Split.
Yeah. You would love that. I haven't seen it. I've heard great reviews.
Did you see the trailer at all? It's scary. I mean, this guy's got like multiple personalities.
Yeah, that's the Split.
And with all these surprises in the movie, imagine what the twist might be.
And no one, I don't think I've been, no, I don't, I have not been broken it for me. Yeah. People do a good job with M. Night and
right.
the twists.
They
I feel like everyone
away,
has an M. Night
like we're
agreement.
In it on it.
Yeah, we're all in on it. Like, don't tell anyone about Bruce Willis being dead, okay? Like, just don't. So, I don't know the twist. I'm really excited to see it, though.
Yeah,
and it's like, hopefully more of his comeback because he went through some bad movies.
That's true.
Like Lady in the Water, The Village.
I know,
Village.
Nobody watched that. Yeah. And what was that other one?
The Village?
No, The Village I liked, actually, but there was another
one. I guessed The Village, like, right away.
Yeah. I know. Many people did, but I didn't.
I was like, the twist, I was like, oh, they're in real time. And everyone's like, whoa! I'm like, come on.
Well, yeah. I didn't see that.
No.
But maybe I didn't want to, you know?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The one where the plants did it. The Happening.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was terrible with Mark Wahlberg.
Yes.
And the twist was the trees were killing us. In the end.
Right.
Oh, Yvette, that was good.
I don't even remember it.
I like Signs. Yeah. Do you remember Signs?
Signs was
I like
good
that.
With Mel Gibson.
And, yeah, with Joaquin Phoenix. I thought that was great. That was a good one.
A good movie.
But that and, of course, Sixth Sense. But, yeah, the Happening when they were like, Mark Wahlberg was like, it's the plants? And I'm like, all right, we're good here. And I need more popcorn.
Move on to the next one,
yep,
right?
Time to move. This was the Not Happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not happening.
I know. I'm thinking we forget another movie or something of his. I can't. Well, we said Unbreakable. I didn't like that one.
But remember, the movie theater I was in, the people were throwing things at the screen. It was so bad. So
really?
My crowd hated it.
Whoa.
So you have to understand.
I've seen it a couple times, and I don't see movies that often more than once.
And Samuel Jackson, what is like The Glass Man?
Yeah. I liked it because he was like a real superhero, you know?
But it's so weird to me that he didn't know he couldn't get hurt until he was like 45 years old. He's like, wait, I've never had mono. All right. Get with it, Bruce Willis.
That's true.
I guess I just always want to see Bruce Willis as John McClane at all times.
Yeah.
Die Hard is all I want to see.
That's
him
true.
In.
That's true.
And The Fifth Element, which was great.
But I do have to say, from the trailer of The Split, it's a pretty claustrophobic Split.
Yeah, Split.
A Split. It's pretty claustrophobic.
Yeah.
I mean, he captures a few girls, so it reminds me of like the Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, yeah. And, you always think of that iconic thing of him capturing. And by the way, may he rest, Jonathan Demme, who directed that, died yesterday. That creepy guy and the whole Hannibal, like that whole thing,
right.
Terrifying.
Terrifying.
Claustrophobic, very much so. So there's a scene in Silence of the Lambs, I'll say real quick, in which the first time Jodie Foster meets Hannibal Lecter, do you remember this?
Right.
She's walking down and he's at the glass standing, right?
Standing waiting.
And Demme was like, why do you want to be at the glass? I pictured you sitting on, you didn't want to get up for her. And he was like, no. I want to be able to smell her as she's walking down. Yeah. And I was like, oh, dude, that is so creepy.
Right?
So Demme was like, that's real good. Because there is a hole. So you see him, and if you look, he like inhales a little as Jodie Foster like enters the scene. It's like, oh, that's so creepy.
Wow.
He's a great actor, man.
Yeah. What was her name? Charisse in the movie?
Clarice. Some nice Chianti. I can't ever do it with some nice fava beans.
He's
nice,
such a great actor,
I eat
actor,
his liver with his nice fava beans.
I mean, you would never think of
and
him
and he improv that, this part.
Really?
Yeah, to scare the living bejesus out of all of us. I mean, that's terrifying.
Wow.
Yeah. So I want to go see Split, but I want you to go home and watch, or not go home, just within the next 10 minutes, just look up Atomic Blonde,
okay.
Charlize Theron. It's going to be an 80s movie. It's a remake. I think it's a remake or it's a comic book. But man, it's the hottest, coolest trailer I've ever seen.
Really?
It is awesome.
Wow.
There's like lesbian things happening. Her fighting with a stiletto. She's an undercover spy and she's awesome in it. And it's really good trailer to the music. So I highly recommend, if you like good trailers,
right.
Atomic Blonde. I've got to tell you, Charlize has never looked cooler.
Wow.
She looks like a
like
a Jason
Bourne.
I thought
it was the name of a band or something.
It does sound like the name of a band, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It sure does. No, it's Atomic Blonde, and it is. I know it took place in the 80s, and it still does, and it's great. It's great. It's great. It's great. So everyone check it out. You would love it. It's sexy as hell.
Sounds good, man.
Yeah.
All right, Tori, thank you.
Anytime.
Thanks to Hope for calling in, everybody.
Hope Suez.
Check out the website hopeboulevard.com for everything else. And other than that, folks, we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.